Today is Monday, July 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Social Media Giving Day. It's also National Get Out of That Doghouse Day. National Tapioca Pudding Day. National Pet Fire Safety Day. And National Gummy Worm Day. So, not a really good one for my return episode. So yeah, I was gone. I don't really have anything to say about those days. I don't like gummy worms. I have a problem with that texture. And it's interesting because in the Philippines, or at least the parties that I've been to, the Filipino parties, they have a lot of desserts that are that made out of that glutinous rice. And it's very chewy, like a gummy worm kind of chewy. And I don't like that texture. Like I'm a lot about texture of things that I'm eating. And for whatever reason, I don't like that texture. So I don't really eat gummy bears, gummy worms. I don't enjoy the glutinous rice desserts that they will often have at the Filipino parties. I also don't like mochi, however you say it. So anyway, there you go. I just got back from a trip, as you guys know, and I'm going to try to fill you in. Now, I wanted to kind of spend some time and sit down and come up with, okay, what am I going to elaborate on in Throwing Down? What am I going to elaborate on in Geeky Gay? What am I going to elaborate on in The Gay Mix? And kind of map out strategically which things I was going to talk about on which show, but I have not done that because it has been super busy. So I'm going to give you guys kind of an overview of the weekend, and I'll start talking about day one and day two. I'm going to try to wrap all of this up this week regardless. So everything that I talk about, I'm recording Throwing Down on Tuesday. I'm recording The Gay Mix on Friday. So hopefully I will get this trip out of my system in a week, and, you know, I won't drag all of this out. So let's actually talk about day one and day two, and then I will get to the weekend. So day one was just a travel day, and I had to take Sydney to the group, to the boarding place. I also had to mow the lawn. So I got up super early. I mowed the lawn, and I did part of it, I think, Tuesday evening, and this was a couple of weeks ago now, so I'm going to forget the order of things and whatever. But I did some mowing. Speaking of mowing, today I was mowing and I had my earbuds in. And I was wearing a hat because trying to protect the skin from, you know, sun. And I'm wearing this big floppy hat with, it has this strap that keeps it on your head. And it was windy outside. And so a gust of wind caught my hat and tried to basically pull the hat off my head. But the strap hit my earbud and popped the earbud out of my ear. I spent like 15 minutes looking for this earbud in the grass. The grass is kind of tall at the moment. It's pretty thick. I don't know. I think it's Bermuda, but I'm not absolutely positively sure about that. But whatever it is, I got on my hands and knees. I was feeling, you know, pressing down and trying to feel the shape of the earbud. I parted the grass, you know, and I Mark came out. He tried to help me. I have lost my earbud, basically. But I mowed anyway. All that to say, I mowed, and then I went and dropped off Sydney. And once again, the why do I want to call her the groomer? She is not a groomer, clearly. The boarding lady met me outside of her house. Like, she was doing everything she could do within her power to make sure that I did not see the inside of her house. And you guys, we picked up Sydney. Not only did she have mats in her hair, you know, and this woman assured me, oh, I'm a I used to be a vet tech. I have this special equipment to groom dogs. Is it okay if I use it? You know, I promise I won't cut her hair, you know, all that kind of stuff. She had mats in her hair. It was like greasy feeling. I don't know if this woman sprayed a bunch of junk on it or whatever. It was just horrible. Then we get home and Sydney is scratching and I just kind of part her hair and I see two or three fleas crawling around. Oh my God. So immediately, and this was around 11 o'clock at night because we had drama getting back. I wanted to go get flea shampoo. We used to do this flea, they mix the flea medicine with the heartworm medicine. And so once a month, she gets a pill, covers both heartworms and fleas. But she's an inside dog. She rarely uses her doggy door. We walk her, and then the rest of the time she's inside. She doesn't go to doggy daycare, anything like that. And because of her medical condition, we haven't been wanting to do any other kind of pills or medicines or anything like that. So we haven't been doing any flea treatments. So she has fleas crawling all over. And so I wanted to get flea shampoo, but Walmart was already closed. They close at 11 now. Since COVID, Walmart no longer has 24-hour stores, as far as I know. So I Googled it, and it just said, well, hot soapy water will kill fleas. So I just put Sydney in the tub and then gave her a bath in hot soapy water. And I was doing that until like after midnight. Mark fell asleep on the couch. He was going to help me, but then he fell asleep. I was doing this. This morning, I immediately went to Walmart and got the flea treatment that you squeeze on. You part their hair and you squeeze this liquid between their shoulder blades and it's supposed to kill everything. But I bought this powder that you can put on carpets in case we see any fleas jumping on our carpet. I bought some spray that I can both spray Sydney with and I can spray the furniture with. And not only did she have fleas, but she smelled like someone had tried to mask cigarette smoke scent with something else. So it was like a mixture of cigarette. She smelled like a cigarette with like grandma perfume or something. Not good at all. I am never taking her back to this boarding place. So I dropped her off. Again, have never seen the inside of this lady's house. I mean, Sydney is alive, so I guess that part of it, the boarding lady got correct, because Sydney is still alive. And then we had, I came back from dropping her off, I'd already finished pretty much packing, but just the last couple of things. And then we went to the airport. We flew from here to, I'm trying to think where our layover was, Chicago. And we had a couple of hours to kill. Mark had passes for the United Lounge, so we went in the United Lounge. I bought a deck of cards and we played Rummy. And then we got on our flight to London, which was a 7-hour flight, I want to say. And when we get on this plane, there are people who just, I don't know, they're either selfish or they don't know what they're doing or whatever. Well, this plane was an older plane, and it did not have room for big, huge roller bags. It just did not have room. And this guy was shoving this bag with all of his might. I thought he was going to break the overhead bin. And I'm very conscious about rules and doing things the right way. And if they tell you this is the way you need to put your roller bag in, that's what I'm going to do. I check a bag and I always just have my book bag, my backpack, and I put that under the seat. That way I don't have to deal with any of this overhead bullshit. I didn't think he was going to be able to get it out when we got off the plane, but he did. Somehow, some way. So anyway, the 7-hour flight was pretty, uneventful. They provide movies and stuff like that that you can watch, but I was trying to read my audiobook, read air quotes, because I'm not sure if you can call listening to audiobooks reading, but anyway. So I was doing mostly that and trying to stay awake because when we got to London, we wanted to, try to get ourselves used to the new time as quickly as possible. So anyway, we go there, and then, you know, we land in London. Everything actually went, it was all successful. We landed on time, no problems there. We were able to find the correct, the last time we went through London, I was like, oh, I lived here. I am totally good with the, and then, you know, the first, we arrive in London 2 years ago or whatever it was, and I totally chose the wrong train. And, you know, there was a mix up and I bought tickets and I lost that money because it was the wrong one. And it's like, oh, so you know so much about London, huh? But anyway, this time we found the correct underground. We figured out how to get to our hotel, checked into the hotel, had a little bit of time to relax. And then we had a, we went for a walk because I needed to get my steps. This whole trip, I kept up my working out. I did not stay on any sort of diet. I had 8 cheat days saved up. So I used all of my cheat days, but I did keep my water consumption, my walking, my working out, that sort of stuff. And it was easy to get the walking in actually on the cruise ship. I mean, on the cruise, because you're walking around in each excursion, getting to and from various things on the cruise ship. Those actually are quite a bit of steps. So anyway, we had a really nice dinner at a place called Story London. It was our 2 Michelin star restaurant. And I don't know, there were probably 10 or 12 courses. They immediately brought out some snacks, some handmade snacks. There was like a savory Oreo cookie that they had made. There was a rabbit sandwich. I can't remember what the third thing was. I have the menu somewhere, but it's not up here with me. Anyway, it was really good. The service was a little slow to start, and they did apologize for that. But it picked up. We did a wine pairing. We were feeling good by the end of it. And it was very good. It was very good. And I would say other than just a little bit slow service, the food was excellent. There was nothing that we did not enjoy. And we will pick it up there tomorrow, but I'm really going to try to get through this whole trip. We'll see if that happens. I'm going to try to get through it this week. All right, I'm glad to be back. For more episodes, you can go to kikigay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. And I want to thank Daniel for doing such a great job last week. Have a good night, everyone, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.